Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, your radio show helping you get connected with the online market. I'm getting better at that, I think. I'm your host, Chauncey Haworth, and this is my co-host, Jake Hinton. How are you doing this morning, Jake?
I'm good, Chauncey. How are you?
My typical complaint, why did we choose to do this on a Saturday morning? That's like absolutely ridiculous. My wife was just woke up grumpy that the fact that we had to go, that I had to go do this morning.
Well, yeah, I hear that. We could always pre-record. We always say that and never do.
Well, that takes forethought and, so much of, our business lives are flying by the seat of our pants as we're trying to just sort of make it, anybody out there who owns a business knows that, you know, of course you have the things that are scheduled and structured, and of course you follow through with those, but there's always something new, there's always a new thing thrown at you. You know, I constantly try to think of that quadrant thing that you had told me about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that most people are always working in this realm of what needs to be get done. We're putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're done putting out fires, our brains are done. And then we fall back on the easy tasks that sort of come down from the stress, leaving us not getting all of those things done that are forward thinking or prep work or will make our lives easier in the future.
Yeah. If any listeners want to learn a little bit more about that, it's a pretty famous book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. He kind of breaks down that. I don't think it's his invention, but he discusses it and breaks it down.
Yeah.
And basically says, hey, the more time you spend on the non-urgent but definitely important items, the fewer urgent items you'll have, and the more time you'll have, the more money you'll make.
Right. And I try to, I even notice that when I'm looking at my family, even outside of work, I think about this thing, and I'm just all, man, I need to work ahead, I guess.
How much time do I spend disciplining my kids? What can I teach my kids so I don't have to spend so much time disciplining them?
Right, exactly. My wife falls victim to this all the time, where she just thinks it's easier if she just does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids never learn how, and then here they are, like 18, and they don't know how, and she's still doing it.
Yeah, don't know how to turn the washing machine on.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about, first up here, we're talking about the most interesting 2018 consumer insights you should carry into 2019. This is probably the sort of topic that's all over the place for the new year, and everybody thinks they have it figured out, but ours is coming from thinkwithgoogle.com, which is basically a blog website that takes Google data and basically writes articles about it to help you understand what's going on with your data and the way people are using the Internet. So this is really from the horse's mouth.
It's true. And I don't know, I know... Yeah, I take everything they say with a grain of salt, but the fact that these are Google engineers who are looking at this this data and giving actionable insights, like you said, this is straight from the horse's mouth. This is all good stuff.
Right. I don't know if the writing's great, but the data's accurate.
Yeah.
So this first one, frankly, the data kind of weirded me out a little bit. People are always shopping, and it says, consider this, 84% of Americans are shopping for something at any given time in up to 6 different categories, and in nearly 1/4 of shopping occasions, shoppers say they turn to their smartphone first. I don't think I understand that first sentence very well. 84% of Americans are shopping for something at any given time in up to 6 different categories. Does that mean 84 out of every 100 are shopping at every hour of the day?
You know, I think what they're trying to say is there's, you know, some purchases like Cheez-Its. Those are not high scrutiny. Other products like vehicles, homes, even smaller things like, I'm trying to think of what I've done research on, outdoor gear.
Right.
you know, those things, they take a little bit more time to look into. I might spend a few days looking into, you know, whether or not a pair of pants is going to be worth buying.
If,
you know, it's a nice pair of outdoor pants, I'm going to spend a lot of money on it.
So it's like dreaming of sugar plums. You're still kind of shopping.
Yeah, you know, you got to say, oh, is this really going to fit my needs? Is this going to hold my cell phone while I'm hiking?
Right.
That sort of thing.
You know, and I was thinking about that, too, because as I was trying to decipher this 84% and what it actually meant, I was realizing that even while working, I have, like, other windows open. I have, like, shopping stuff. I might be shopping for my business. I might be planning for stuff. I am. And I hate to shop.
Yeah,
and I'm shopping, like, way too often. And it's ridiculous. The one thing that I personally don't fit on this is the smartphone. I really don't use mine very often. And I think we were joking about this last week where we're really kind of the only industry. The industry that sort of helps build the internet for smartphones is really the only industry that sits in front of their desktop all day.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'll find myself after 10 hours a day of sitting in front of my desktop. I don't want to shop on my smartphone. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
I've really kind of had enough. I don't like the social media on it. I do the social media. I just do it from my desktop.
You know?
It's like, which I don't know if I should be admitting that I hate my smartphone, but, you know, it is my industry. But.
Yeah.
So shopping across so many categories can be overwhelming for people. In other words, they're going to need as much help as possible, providing brands an opportunity to get into consideration set early on. Since nearly 9 out of 10 shoppers are not absolutely certain of the brand they want to buy when they begin looking for information online via their smartphones, there's a great opportunity for marketers who make the research process as easy as possible. So part of the reason why people are shopping so often is because of the micro moments that we've discussed before. Are you researching? And is that researching, even though you're not aware of it, that researching is you in the shopping process?
Yeah.
You know, even when you're just thinking about it, even when I'm going online and I'm saying, you know, my joke for my wife in buying Christmas presents is like, you know, what do you buy for the person who buys themselves everything?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so I'm like researching online going like, what can I get this chick in my house who has everything that she wants, you know, or at least everything within our tax bracket. You
and
know,
I want to reiterate one thing you said a minute ago, and that was the micro moments.
Yeah.
For anyone listening who hasn't heard us explain what a micro moment is, if you're walking down the street, you're looking at your cell phone and you step in a puddle and your foot gets wet and cold, you might have a micro moment of, gosh, I should buy a pair of waterproof boots.
Right.
So this doesn't happen.
Right.
So they're holding their phone, and they suddenly have a need. That's a micro moment where they might say, waterproof boots near me.
Right.
So that's where your marketing efforts come in. That's where you have the opportunity to get in front of this buyer if your website ranks for that micro moment question they ask their phone.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something that definitely we're working on with our respective clients is really trying to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I'm finding it very helpful in B2B because those micro moment questions. So in business to consumer, and business to business, it can be very difficult because a lot of those B2C questions are also B2B questions, but they get to your site and they're all, this is not what I want. But a lot of those micro moment questions are drastically different.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it takes a little bit of research into the industry in order to find those micro moments questions. So if you're a business out there with a marketing company, you know, the one thing that you and your marketing company are probably failing at is communication. So really you just need to get all those questions in front of them. Here's a list of questions that people tend to ask and make sure that they're answered on the website. All right. You're listening to the Being Found show. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about top consumer habits and insights of 2018 and what you should pay attention for in 2019. Come on back.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about top consumer habits and insights of 2018 that are just going to get worse or better depending on which angle you're coming from in 2019. We just talked about, man, I already forget what we talked about. People are always shopping. Yeah, that's true. You know, and this is definitely the time of year to convey that, because just look around you and realize how often are you on the brink of a purchase, on the brink of deciding not to purchase, you know, and then think about your own clientele for your own business. And people are always there. So it's like, even if you have something like home renovation, just think about how many years people sit around and talk about how they need to fix that part of their house.
Yeah.
Or if you're a plumber, how often people talk about, the pipes are getting old. The pipes are getting old. Every time they talk about the pipes are getting old, what they're really thinking is, I don't want to spend that money, but I know that I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So another consumer insight to look into for 2019 is people are searching more and more with natural language. This really sort of fits our discussion when we went to the break about micro moments, because like when you step in that puddle with those boots and you think, hey, man, I need some waterproof boots. And you take your smartphone and you're walking and it's obviously wet and rainy. You're probably less apt to hold that thing up and type.
Yeah.
You're probably much more apt to talk into it. That is one thing that I do with my smartphone all the time. When I text, a lot of the time I'm just talking into the text, you know, and I imagine this future world where I text you, Jake, and I talk into my phone and I say, hey, Jake, what's up? And it turns into text and it beams to you. And then your phone reads my text back to you, and basically we have conversations, and somehow it emulates my voice, and we have conversations solely through text,
yeah.
And people would say, well, why doesn't it just send the audio file? And that's because text is way smaller.
Yeah.
And get there a lot faster. You know, this is off topic, but I was watching something about sort of the change in technology and stuff like that, and there's this picture of Bill Gates, and he was, like, going off about the amount of data that you can put on a CD, and it was, like, him on top of this huge pile of paper holding a CD, like, hey, you can put all this paper in this CD, you know, and, like, I look at it, and I'm just all like, whoa. You know, it really is quite amazing, you know.
And that was back when it was like 512 megabytes or something.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it makes you think of floppy disks. You know, you had the 5 1/4, and then they came out with the 3x5, and all of a sudden it couldn't hold 1.44 megabytes or whatever it is. And you're all, like, today you're all, whoa, that's like half a JPEG. That's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can hold 10 seconds of a song on there.
The camera on my phone takes photographs bigger than people used to run
exactly. Program. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so people are searching with natural language. Really, what does that mean, and how do you capitalize on the fact that people are searching for natural language? In order to really capitalize on it, you have to understand what people were doing. I use this movie reference a lot of the time. For those of you who are extra socially woke, you might not like my movie comparison, but it's Birth of a Nation. In the movie Birth of a Nation, regardless of what it was about, it was Cecil B. DeMille's sort of first big narrative that was coming to the movies. And people had to be trained how to watch a movie. Prior, people were used to plays. They were used to things that were acted out in front of them. And now all of a sudden we have a movie where we have people sitting on a porch. We have a shot of people riding horses, and then we have a shot of people sitting on the porch. And people had to learn that that meant that those people are riding the horses to that porch. You know, people had to be trained to watch movies. Now we just take it for granted because we're used to this dialogue and this narrative that we've sort of grown up seeing. And that's really the way that search and the internet really worked, is that we were all sort of trained to type in plumber in Reading. You know, mm-hmm. we were trained mm-hmm. to put this stuff in. And now technology has finally caught up with that, and it's really undoing this training
yeah.
that they had initially taught us to do. And so as a marketing company, we tend to still target Plumber in Reading because it is a great title to cover everything. That's a great reason why that initially happened. But now beyond Plumber in Reading, we're looking at targeting these natural language terms,
mm-hmm.
you know, your FAQ page is a great place to really get started with some long tail terms that most people just aren't ranking for. You know, word your questions. Every question on your FAQ page can be worded in a natural language
yeah.
search,
yeah.
you know, and you can be answering that stuff. You can be getting that stuff.
Yeah. And link it straight over to one of your products or services.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, and a great expansion on that, you know, a lot of people are just all, well, why isn't it done right the first time? Why isn't it? And, you know, a lot of the time, just like everything else in this world, it involves money,
mm-hmm.
money and time. But ultimately, in the end, you might have FAQs about each product. And that might be on the page or expand to a collection of pages about that product that all sort of link into that product. But in the beginning, you're just going to have a single FAQ page.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you out there, that's frequently asked questions, you know, that sort of links out across your site. I guess what I'm really not conveying there is some sort of silo structure, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. Another thing that you must have noticed, especially with this time of year and Christmas, is people want things nearby and they want them now.
Yep. There's another thing we've been trained to do, or trained for.
Yeah.
You know, we want things immediately because oftentimes we get those.
Right. And Amazon has definitely created this world where getting things immediately. So that's what Amazon is competing with, because
mm-hmm.
we want things nearby and we want them now. And Amazon isn't nearby,
mm-mm.
but can they get them to you in a way that competes with the people who are nearby.
Yep.
You know, and that's really what it comes down to. Amazon really sort of came up with a way. So a couple of years back, Google started showing search results of local stuff. You know, the map pack became a big factor in Google. Yeah. And I was saying at the time, I'm all, you know, Google might go down in history as saving local economies because of this. All of a sudden, this national thing that was taking over everything might be being replaced by the power of the mom and pop shop. But mm-hmm. Amazon found a way to battle this, and that was by getting things to you now, you know. And so, you know, whether it's a jar of spices or a restaurant, today's impatient customers want they need them, which is typically now, even near me searches aren't just about finding a specific place anymore. A near me search is about finding a specific thing in a specific area and in a specific period of time. Near me mobile searches that contain a variant of can I buy or to buy have grown over 500% in the last 2 years. These include things like where can I buy stamps near me, places to buy scrubs near me, and where to buy vinyl records near me. And so the near me search is something that isn't new to you and I. We know that is there. It doesn't necessarily apply to every business, however.
Right, right. And clearly, more they would favor service businesses, businesses that would have someone come to your house.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Right, right. And once again, in a B2B environment, maybe not so much, although I'm sure it is there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not. But, you know, one of these days, Jake, we're going to have to do a show or a series or a segment on our show that is purely B2B so that we can help people sort of unpack that. Because here we are, we're dealing with helping small and medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. And most of them are B2C. You know, most businesses are B2C.
You know, if we do that, we ought to have Joe dial in too.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of B2B lately. He's got a pretty dialed-in process.
Right, and that's always been where his take is because, you know, frankly, there's more money in it.
Well, and it's an underserved segment of the internet market. I mean, B2C marketing is, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of people who do that sort of thing.
There is a lot of people, and there's a lot of telling you how.
Yeah. B2B seems to be, and I don't know if it's a function of the fact that it's just slightly more complicated and fewer people understand it, and so fewer people are in that market, but, yeah, people definitely need marketing help there.
All right. So that's something that we're going to put on the chopping block.
Joe, if you're listening, you need to tune in. You need to be our guest.
Right.
We're going to have the original host of the show be a guest of the show.
The B2B OG?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
Bob-Mug?
People aren't just talking about buying things. People use it to buy experience as well. So bear that in mind, you know, that this applies to literally everybody. I don't know how to get this across to people. I know so many people that just have, like, terrible, terrible websites. And, you know, I never try to sell myself to somebody that I know. I never try to say, like, hey, you should hire me, guy. I'm not really a real-life networking guy. I exist on the internet. I don't do it in real life, you know. So I see so many people, and I, like, just kind of cringe when I look at their website, and I'm just all, you know, where I'll look at it on my phone, and it's like, you know, one of those ones that you have to, like, zoom all the way in order to see the thing because it's got, like, a set 1,024 pixel wide web page that doesn't fit on my phone. And, like, All right, you're listening to the Being Found show. We're going to break, so come on back, and we're going to talk more about consumer insights from 2018 that you need to know about in 2019.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, and we are talking about consumer habits from 2018 that are going to affect your 2019. One is more research equals fewer regrets. I think that this is one that you very much connect with, because a lot of the time when we're talking about stuff, you're talking about the research that people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of the things, well, one of your hobbies involves higher ticket items.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah, I think that's true for most hobbies, but
well, I don't know. I draw and I have a guitar, and so I've already bought the guitar, so I play the guitar and I draw. I just need some paper.
Yeah.
You know, but in your case, you're like, working on some sort of truck that should be a tractor?
Oh, yeah, that. I thought you were talking about one of my other expensive hobbies.
I don't know. What is your other expensive hobby?
I don't want to talk about it. But, yeah, so I do have, for those of you who care, a 1972 International Travelall, which is, an expensive old piece of junk.
Right.
That I'm trying to restore. And, yeah, I mean, if you don't do the research, you're going to end up accidentally spending several hundred dollars in shipping.
Right.
That... that should have gone into your truck.
As I recall, I owned one of those things, a 68. They get roughly the gas mileage of a Saturn V rocket.
Worse, maybe, depending.
So why are you so invested in this thing? Is it just because you sort of came across this thing and you got hooked into the history? Or?
No, you know, I mean, it does have an interesting history, but I just needed an outlet, and it provided it, so I just rolled with it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that is a prime example of needing to do research equals fewer regrets.
Oh yeah, you have to research, and I think you know, this is another thing Amazon did really well with, you know, you sign up for a monthly, you pay a monthly fee and you get free returns.
Oh right.
You know, if you're running an e-commerce store, you know, and maybe free returns don't make sense for you, I get it. But it's definitely something you should look into, something you should research, because that's a big deal for buyers.
Right.
They will, all other things being equal, they'll go with a store that lets them do free returns because they don't want to have that regret.
Right. A lot of people don't put the thought into what are those word conversion points that are making people choose you.
And yeah.
So I'm driving in the car. We're driving to – I'm taking my daughter to school this week. And there's a – commercial on TV for the liquor barn here in town, and they're basically saying that they will match or beat anybody's price, which, you know, is great because you're just all cheap booze. You don't like that, right? You know, but my daughter's just all, how many people do you think actually go in there and, like, take the stuff and say, well, it's cheaper here and I'm going to get it here and so on and so forth? And, you know, I'm just all probably, like, two restaurants that are buying in bulk for the restaurant, you know, yeah. But ultimately what that really is a trust factor that's sort of handed to the customer to say, hey, we're so confident that we're charging you so little money that we're willing to say this. Yeah. And people register it in their mind and they don't even consciously register it. They just register it and it tends to work and free shipping and free returns and these things really sort of create a transparency and trust factor that really helps with the sale.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that's part of the fewer regrets in the research.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for lookalikes. Sometimes shoppers must face the reality that the exact thing that they want is out of their price range. But today's research-obsessed consumers aren't letting price get in the way of their aspiration. They realize they have the tools to find something similar to that aspirational product, but that's more practical for them.
Research-obsessed consumers, that's a little harsh, Google.
Yeah, totally. Why they got to insult us?
Yeah, I know.
Down.
Sure.
And that shows what they really think of you.
Yeah.
You know, mobile searches for that looks like, so something that looks like, grew over by 60% in the past 2 years. For example, inexpensive tile that looks like wood. Oh, sorry, tile. Inexpensive tile that looks like wood. Honda that looks like Ferrari. Furniture that looks like Pottery Barn. Rock that looks like a diamond. And new furniture that looks like antiques. Huh? The last one's interesting. That's sort of a flip around.
Yeah.
Man, we're cheap.
Yeah, you that's know? Hilarious.
Honda that looks like a Ferrari.
Until you park it next to a Ferrari.
Right. Is there a Honda that looks like a Ferrari? But, you know, I personally have a hard time with this one. I know that it's out there, you know, because I, you know, just like anybody else, I know a selection of people, but I am not necessarily very brand aware. Are you a brand guy when it comes to anything, Jake?
Not specifically, no.
No. Yeah, no. Me neither. I actually have this friend, Chris, who was so anti-brand that he would take all the labels off of his clothes.
Oh.
And he had, like, a Dickies jacket, and he, like, took a permanent marker and blacked out the Dickies on it and everything. He was, like, totally anti-brand, you know.
Wow.
He was, like, a real-life Sprite commercial that wasn't interested in Sprite. It was weird. But A lot of people are interested in the brand.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking about this, and this is actually, this is new to me. Yeah. I've never heard this in my life, that lookalikes was a popular search. But just in thinking about it, ways to capitalize on this, if whatever it is you sell, if there's a premium brand that you don't sell, you can include that. You can say, well, you know, this, you know, this looks very similar to this brand and this product, or it serves the same purpose, does the same function, that sort of thing.
Right, absolutely.
And you guys are...
Oh, that works better. You guys are familiar, of course, with Google Lens, which is gaining more traction in that you point the phone at an object. And it can be a rhododendron. It can be a stereo console. It can be an easy chair. And it will identify what that is and show you similar items or that exact same item and where you can get it.
Yeah.
It's pretty primitive right now, but it's growing very rapidly. And I see that, especially as we start moving to warn devices.
Oh, absolutely.
Becoming a bigger part of our lives.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, it makes me wonder what sort of impact that's going to have on copyright and trademark, you know, when these big companies realize that basically our day-to-day experience is showing us their cheaper competitors.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I'm sure there's going to be some sort of pushback.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I've always thought of this as more of a fashion thing. Like, you know,
me too. That's
shoes,
the
like that's where I thought this was limited to, but apparently not.
No. The one that really makes sense to me is inexpensive tile that looks like wood. One of my clients does concrete countertops. And he does concrete countertops that he can make look like wood.
Oh, wow.
And so they're really cool. They totally look like a single piece of wood countertop, but it's fully just concrete.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it's a great alternative, much more durable, much more, you know, long-term. And
yeah, and, you know, this actually fits more, I think that example fits almost more into natural language than it does, I mean, they're not trying to knock off a brand.
No.
They're just naturally trying to, the thing that came into their brain is that they want something inexpensive that kind of looks like wood.
Right.
That's kind of a interesting thing.
I personally do this all the time with business services. So, let's say Moz Local is expensive, you know, and you search alternatives to Moz. Or alternatives to Trello or Asana or any one of these services that we possibly use. And there's actually, the internet has been ready for this one for a long time. There's whole websites that are basically alternatives to this site. And here are some alternative services, online services.
And certain ads, you're allowed to run ads with someone else's brand in them, provided you're making it clear
that you're not them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the last one, let's get to this last one real quick because it's really sort of interesting and it sort of pulls a lot of these together. Voice-activated speaker owners welcome brands. What this is really saying is when voice-activated speakers, you know, your Alexa, and for those of you who have Alexa, I'm going to say, hey, Alexa, play Celine Dion. There's your treat out there for you guys.
jerk.
These smart speakers were really sort of focused at answering questions. In fact, they had their own search engine with Google. It was called Google Home, and it was their own search results. Your Google Home device was getting different search results than if you were searching from your desktop or your mobile phone because they were trying not to put products in there because they didn't want to throw people off. But what they found now is that people want the products because it creates a consistent thing, and now I'm able to buy from my Google Home, and this is going to be much, much bigger because here I am in the kitchen, and, you know, I'm going through, hey, I need bread, you know, and for those of you who get your groceries delivered or stuff like that, you know, a world where your world interacts with you and makes purchases is really quite amazing, but also incredibly dangerous for people who live paycheck to paycheck, which is a lot of people in this country.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it wasn't long ago that I lived paycheck to paycheck, or at least not so long ago that I don't remember. And, you know, it was a constant fear of the overdraft. You know, I don't know if you've ever lived in fear of the overdraft, but the overdraft was just a serious, like negative windfall to your bank account.
Right,
if
right.
You had that happen, you know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it would just snowball. It would just get worse. You get overdrafts on the overdrafts, and it was brutal. So they're going to definitely have something like where Alexa says, I'm sorry, Chauncey, you just don't have the money for that right now.
Chauncey, I think that's an app idea that you should work on and sell.
Yeah, maybe you budget. You know, here's my food budget, here's my this budget. And if I tell Alexa to order me something, maybe it goes outside of the budget of that thing.
I'm sorry, Dave, but I just can't do that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. We need a HAL 9000. speaking of which, before we go to commercial, you can rename your Alexa. So if you're irritated with Alexa constantly going off, you can name it whatever you want.
Mother.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We'll talk about some news.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, a family holiday party and showing of the classic comedy film A Christmas Story. With live music, dancing, themed drinks for all ages, a sweater contest, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and a visit from Santa. Then the ultimate holiday film about Ralphie and his attempts to convince everyone that a Red Ryder BB gun really is the perfect Christmas gift.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid!
Party starts at 6, film at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops, plus many other quality amenities, and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about a little bit of the news here, the world of technology. I don't know how relevant this is to most businesses, but the first one that we just can't avoid is that 2019 is going to be even worse than 2018 was in the world of reboots and sequels when it comes to everything. you know, Avengers, X-Men, Glass, you know, and I have to admit, I'm one of those guys. I love this stuff. I love the sort of continuations. I don't know about the reboot so much that I wish they would just sort of continue along with some stuff. If that was the case, one that I'm really sort of disappointed that they're rebooting is Stargate. They're going to reboot Stargate as a movie. And, like, I thought the movie was just so great. Why don't you just continue it, you know?
It's like, and it was mind-bending for its time.
Oh, totally mind-bending. But it really sort of irritates my wife, and she basically says, like, is there nothing new under the sun? You know? And I don't know. To be fair, if you think about it, here in Western – so in Eastern culture, there's, like, four famous stories – that are sort of the basis of a ton of their stories, mm-hmm. especially China. There are these four stories. Some of them people might know, like the Monkey King and stuff like that. Here in the West, it seems like basically if you trace everything back, you're either going to hit Shakespeare or the Bible or both.
Or the Odyssey.
Right. Yeah. Or yes, exactly. And it seems like this has already been going on for a long time. I think marketing just kind of came in and made it worse, but I don't know. How do you feel about this?
You know, as long as I can be entertained for 90 minutes, I think a movie's done its job.
Right.
I told you last night I watched the fifth Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was entertained.
Right. It's hard to believe it's impossible by the fifth mission. You know, like, well, the first four ended up being possible. You know?
So far, four out of four. It seems like it's going to be simple for you guys.
Right. You know. But, you know, maybe statistically it's more likely to not happen. but I agree. You know, I am just looking to be entertained. And I like that, you know, I drop my horror movie love whenever I can. As a horror movie fan, I just love them and I view them like a roller coaster. And when I get off, it's amazing. And I bring this up a lot because I try to meet other people who like horror movies and they end up liking them too much. They like them in some sort of like weird way where they want to be a horror movie, you know, and I'm all, no, I don't want to be it. I want to live the fantasy. I want the fantastic roller coaster, and then I want to get off at the end and be like, ooh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having fun, and I want to let go. And as long as I'm entertained, I'm pretty happy. But I would like to see, as a creative myself, a world that sort of embraced more of these creatives, you know, mm-hmm. took financial chances, you know.
You know, I will say this, though. I think in some cases, and specifically talking about the new Godzilla movie coming out, King of the Monsters, which is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, that so needs to be done.
Totally.
I would find it really difficult to watch an old, you know, stop-motion video or a guy in a suit. Yeah. It would be too distracting this day and age.
I agree.
And so the fact that they're rebooting that with modern action scenes and that... That's going to be exciting. So
two attempts were pretty abysmal. Matthew, not McConaughey, the other Matthew. There have been like three attempts to redo Godzilla. Matthew Broderick. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, they took too many American liberties with that one. Yeah. You know, they didn't pay attention to the history that was there, and that's the issue with a lot of these things is they're always trying to. Reinvent them, and they're creating situations where they're creating stories that are inconclusive, even though there is just a ton of history there that they could follow, mm-hmm. you know, and they really just kind of ignored it. I recently just watched Ghost in the Shell, which maybe people don't know is a remake of probably one of the most famous anime cartoons that they turned into a movie.
And they whitewashed it.
And then they tried to cover that up. And there just comes a point where there are just too many chefs in the kitchen. Mm. You know, I really like it when I see something just new and I'm just all, okay, that is different. I'm watching this show called Happy about this crazy ex-cop turned hitman whose daughter's imaginary friend comes to him for help, and it's a floating purple unicorn. And I'm all right, this is different. I'm down with this. You know, this is...
If I can offer an opinion, possibly one of the best movies of the genre, and it's a science fiction movie, of course, is the original Alien.
Oh, absolutely.
Two scenes in that movie. First of all, the facehugger scene that I still, to this day, after seeing the damn thing 30 times, still jump.
Oh, yeah.
And then the chest burster.
Oh, yeah.
And did you know that the chest burster scene was not rehearsed with the actors? Nobody knew what was going to happen. So those reactions are genuine.
Right.
I think that is sheer genius that's never been equaled.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when they can pull that stuff off. I'm getting a little off topic here, but Apocalypse Now, the scene where Martin Sheen is drunk in his hotel room going off about his dad. Apparently, he really just got drunk and went off about his dad, and they filmed him and put it in the movie. But that's like really him freaking out, you know. That creativity, marketing has just kind of ruined everything. Statistical data has ruined everything. I know it's weird for me, a computer guy, to say these things, but it's really sort of ruined everything. A lot of people have this issue with laws, that laws are created based off of statistical data alone. And here we are marketing that nobody wants to take that gamble on somebody who's a creative. Yet we live in this world where creative things are the things that are going to stand out over other things, you know, especially in the world of marketing and small business.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, and then our other little funny topic here to address in our news is... Five emoji skin tones don't accommodate a diverse world. They're saying that you need more skin tones. Now, I know half the people out there are going to be going, yeah, man, there's lots of different skin tones and people need them. And the other half of the people out there are going to be all like, what? Who cares? Why aren't they there? And why don't they just keep them all yellow like The Simpsons? My argument for this one would be, haven't we hit the technological era where you can just slide that puppy and make it whatever color you want?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking app, you photograph yourself.
Yeah.
And it automatically makes a hex code out of your skin color.
Yeah.
And applies it to all your faces.
Right. So. Exactly. You know, I have this app called Bitmoji where I actually make an emoji of myself. My wife and I have whole conversations with Bitmoji where it's basically me saying what's up while popping out of a box and her saying what's for dinner and me saying, you know, hamburgers. You know, it's like we have whole conversations with Bitmoji.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can fully create your character to look like you. Eye shapes, body shapes, all this stuff, colors, hair colors, skin colors. It's all there. So it seems to me like this argument should be moot. This should be gotten rid of and replaced with something that really just does work for everybody. How hard is that? Or just keep them all yellow. You know, they were originally all yellow. I never looked at the yellow smiley face and went, well, I'm not yellow. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, and I gotta say this. I think so many of the problems, and for everyone at home, you can't see, I'm making air quotes.
Right.
These problems, they're not really problems. We just have so much time on our hands, we get to argue about stupid stuff.
Right, right.
So that's kind of where I think this is coming from. We got a little too much time on our hands, so let's argue about something stupid.
Well, I mean, I do identify that there are groups of people out there that do feel marginalized. They are out there. You know, and we don't want them to feel marginalized. But instead of trying to fix every little thing, let's just get rid of some of those things and put something up there that works. You know, this whole emoji thing is just ridiculous. Get rid of it. Put something up there that works. It's like there was the whole thing with the bagel, and then they had to put the schmear on the bagel of the cream cheese. I don't know, man. That's ridiculous. Just get rid of the bagel, you know.
Yeah.
And then people are just all, well, they need to represent ethnic foods. I'm all, it's an emoji. Right, bagel. Don't put any food in there.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need the food in there, you know.
Yeah, but I think it's just a hyper sensitivity issue.
Right, and I do identify that this needs to happen. We need to address a lot of these things. But for some of those things that aren't working, burn it down, start over.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out. Check us out next week here on KCNR.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A congressional committee still plans to look into allegations of ethical violations by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, despite the news today that he will be leaving the administration at the end of the year. An Arizona Democratic House member said today that while Zinke may be leaving, quote, the real oversight of the former secretary is not even started. President Trump, meanwhile, has tapped his budget director to serve as acting White House chief of staff.
The president made the announcement on social media, tweeting that Mick Mulvaney will succeed outgoing General John Kelly. He says Mick has done an outstanding job while in the administration. A senior White House official says Mulvaney's term as acting chief of staff has no time limit, and that he got picked because the president liked him and because of his experience as a former member of Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge in Texas has struck down the Obamacare individual mandate.
Judge Reed O'Connor issued the ruling Friday, declaring that the individual mandate is unconstitutional because Congress had removed the fine for failure to comply, which the Supreme Court's 2012 ruling had used as a basis to declare the mandate a tax, thereby upholding the constitutionality at that time. The Texas ruling Friday argues that since the mandate remains in the law without the fine, it is not separable from the law, and by itself the mandate is unconstitutional, therefore so is the rest of the law.
It's George Bonzani reporting. GM says it has some jobs for a few of those workers slated to be laid off.
GM says they're going to be able to place about 2,700 of the workers that they said would be laid off. They made an announcement in November that they were going to close four plants in 2019. But they're saying that most of those workers will be able to find jobs at other GM plants. Now, they'll have to relocate. Some of them will have to pick up and move. Others might have long commutes.
Of course, about a time crusher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Stocks ended the week with sharp losses on Wall Street. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer observes that the traders and big industrial investors got uneasy going into a weekend with so much volatility in the air.
No one wants to have large bets or large positions on stocks because it's such a volatile time. We are seeing so many fast and quick-changing geopolitical developments while the stock market is closed, especially with the China-U.S. relations, that therefore, there's some sell-off that can take place, especially on Friday afternoons.
Hillary Kramer is editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, the parent company of townhall.com. Retail sales increased 0.2% in November. Strong sales tied to holiday shopping were offset by lower gasoline prices around the country. The Commerce Department says sales have climbed a solid 5.3% so far for the year. Breaking news at townhall.com. Facebook reports it suffered another privacy breach. Here's correspondent Warren Levinson.
In the latest security glitch, Facebook reports third-party application developers had unauthorized access to the unpublished photos of nearly 7 million users. That's a small number, considering the social networking service has 2.25 billion users, and it's not clear the developers actually saw any photos. But in a year that has been marked by repeated privacy breaches, it's not exactly welcome news at Facebook. The company says in a blog post the customers' photos may have been exposed for 12 days in September, and that it has fixed the problem. Facebook has stepped up its spending on privacy and security amid the revelations. Warren Levinson, New York.
It appears Volkswagen has put the fallout over its emissions scandal in the rearview mirror. VW says it's on track for a new annual sales record,
despite trouble getting some of its vehicles certified for new European emissions testing. The company's head of sales says he's confident 2018 will surpass last year's record high sales numbers. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. Again, I have Dad with me, and as always, I get to call him Dad, but everyone else gets to call him Bud. Aileen is not with us today. She had a Cub Scout duty last night, so she is probably still in bed. We're trying to wrangle all those little guys. And as always, Frank Rose, the program director, is here taking pictures and throwing Army rocks at the rest of the Navy people in the room. And, yes, I do consider Dad, the Marine Corps, the Boys Department of the Navy, but everyone else can get over that. We have a special... An extra special guest with us today, Commander James Gibson, and he has written an incredible book, Guiding the
Kukol.
I knew I was going to say that wrong, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. And we've been talking a little bit before we went on air, and I'm already learning things about the Navy I didn't know. But real quick to the world, Wreaths Across America is going on today out at the Veterans Cemetery in, I always say the wrong one, but out there, everybody knows where the cemetery is. And I got the pleasure to meet Kim Chamberlain last week on the show. What an amazing, amazing human being there. She's even reaching out to help the show as well. Let's get through the Wreaths Across America and the holidays. Everybody in the room shaking their head. Let's just get through the holidays right now, through Christmas, and then we'll get on down the road. But we don't have Mr. Gibson for very long this morning, so we're going to go ahead and just jump right into talking with him. You know right away that you were in the Navy just when you see your cover walking down the road. But I did all the time that I have been talking to Frank about you, I did not know that you were enlisted, and you just told me that before we came.
Yeah, I went in the Navy in 1948 under a program where I was guaranteed a Navy school, and at the same time the Navy was trying to fill quotas from the people getting out after World War II. But anyway, I went through boot camp and engine school in Great Lakes.
Oh, that's where I went. I went to Great Lakes, and my wife as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite an interesting thing. I left home. I'd never ridden a train before. I get up to Great Lakes, and there are people there that were yelling at me that I didn't know ever existed. And in fact, I always thought my mother and father were married, but they told me that... In other terms,
you learn something.
Read into that what you want. Also that I wasn't very well educated. Went to engine school, went to submarine school in New London, and worked my way through. First, my first submarine was in Panama, of all places, and the end of World War II. They had all these submarines in commission. And so they stationed a squadron in Panama. They had the old S boats there to guard the canal from the Japanese, but that they were gone, and what they called the fleet boat was an USS Conger. From there, I served on a couple of boats. I ended up in the Spinnix, and it sent me to Mare Island to put a submarine in commission. There, I met a wonderful girl who 66 years ago said she'd be my wife, and she was the mother of our children and spent 22 years with me in the Navy, and 11 of that was I was gone away from home. And that's sort of as far as the enlisted side went. And then I worked for a kindly old gentleman called Admiral Rickover, out at Idaho. It's learning the nuclear Navy trade. I qualified as a nuclear reactor operator and got commissioned And from there, I went back to submarines as an officer, qualified as an officer, qualified for command of a submarine, and spent that time on there. And then we were at several other things. And in 1969, I was in Philadelphia on shore duty as the officer in charge of a reserve submarine. I got a call and from the Bureau of Personnel and said, we're going to send you to command of the USS Kukol. I said, wait a minute, you got to be a master diver to do that, or an officer diver to do that. He said, yes, you'll go to a six-month school in Washington, D.C. and qualify as a deep-sea diving officer.
So you got voluntold. You got volunteered to do something you didn't know you were going to go do.
Yeah, and then, 39 years old. But anyway, why, that was quite a thrill. The book talks about that a lot. Went from there to command of the Kukol. It's a submarine rescue ship. It and all the other rescue ships are named for birds. And the Kukol is an African bird, very pretty, incidentally. And spent some time on her. She had some problems when I took over, and as people said, it was it came out good, and that's why we called it gilding. We took the boat from not good to all the way to gold color.
Well, yes, and I did notice that on here as well. What I like about the book, and I've just skimmed through the beginning of it, is the short chapters. Now, you and I talked real briefly about that outside. Right. You know, the keeping it just a couple of pages at a time keeps you moving along, because you're not getting stuck in a chapter that's 105 pages long. You know, oh my gosh, I don't even remember what I started out reading here. But it reminded me of kind of like reading The Grapes of Wrath, you know, where he did a bunch of short, very short chapters, changing through the different characters, and then a couple of long chapters. But all of yours are small. And one of the first things I flipped to in here was a picture of you at 3 years old. And, you know, big old handsome smile there. I mean, how can you not like that? And but that just makes it's a personal book. It's you. It's not us reading, you know, something about, you know, George Washington, right. You know, the father of the country, but there's no baby pictures of him. There's nothing, you know, to other than the knowledge of emotionally grabbing you to it. This is a book about you, and you're sitting across the table from me, and I can always catch up and ask you 100 questions about it. So,
yeah, that was the idea of George Winship. I don't know if you know him or not, but George used to be the editor of the Anderson paper, and George was my editor, and brilliant job. And the idea of the short chapters, and a lot of people have said, and they use it as a night in nightstand, and they'll read a couple of chapters and fall over and go to sleep. And then, and they,
I don't know, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
But, well, yeah. I don't know either, but they like the short chapters and the thing. But it all relates back to making that ship what it ended up being.
Gotcha.
And
right here at the when you open the book, it says from his mother's arms to lieutenant commander, 1930 to 1974. That is, you know, you were a baby, you know, you were a kid, a child, yeah, when you went in, and when you came out all those years later, you were not the same human, you know, you went into. I personally went in when I was 30. So I'm more or less, you know, I was already a grown man and had a life. So it was a little different circumstances.
Well, I went in right after the war, and I served with a lot of submariners that went through the awful depth charging and the war itself. And these were an interesting group of people. They're very hard cast. They had taken all this. They come in for 2 weeks. And they were there to have fun and know that they were going right back out and get depth charged again. And that's a tough way to go. And these were very, very good people. There's some stories in there about them. And we lost 52 during the war. some of them with all hands. And, I think your father rode on a boat that was World War II.
Yeah, I rode in a boat that was called the SS Raton, or the Rat.
The Rat. That just sounds, you know, healthy.
I got to give these guys kudos that'll go in back in one of those boats after getting depth charge. That's a man.
Yeah, well, holy moly. And not just the guys in the subs, it's all of the folks that were on the ships, you know, out there as well, because there were enemy subs out there trying to take them out. And those, the enemy subs took out a lot of them. They also took out a lot of civilian ships and, you know, and other things as well. But, you know, that's crazy. to me, that's just crazy. You know?
That's why they used to call them Iron Men on wooden ships, and now it's just Iron Men on iron ships.
Yes, yeah. Like, you got a smile out of Jim on that one. And so being on a sub, I did 8 years in the Navy, and the only time I've spent any time on a ship was a USS Hornet, in the Bay Area one night, you know, and I was never on a ship. So I don't have that experience in my Navy time. But to know, you know, you guys were out there, my, you know, buddy of mine, Jason, he was in the late 90s. He was on some kind of a frigate, and he just talking about standing watch at night, you know, in his pea coat outside in the rain, the cold mist rain hitting you as the ship's breaking water. And just thinking in his mind, why am I here? You know, why am I here? Because his normal job was, he was an electrician's mate. So, you know, you're an electrician's mate when you're doing your normal duty. And then, then you got to go stand watch. And you're standing watch outside getting...
On the weather deck.
Yeah, there you go. On the weather deck. And that's what makes people, you know, you come back home and you're like, oh, okay, all I got to do is bag groceries? Sure, I'm good with that. You want me to flip burgers? I can handle that. You know, I can deal with that.
You talk about that. On my first boat, I was an engineman, but I was also...
We're going to have to take a quick commercial break, okay? And we'll come right back. I want to thank real quick couple of our sponsors, Rockin' Rubs and Cottonwood Sports and Spirits down here in Cottonwood. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Wandering bread, they say it could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn. Times change, sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in paradise.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I got my first real six string. Blow it out the five and done.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. We've been having a lot of sea stories going on in here during the commercial break. A few stories about the Enterprise that kind of got everybody's attention. But that, I'm not even sure, where is the Enterprise at right now?
What's left of her, sadly, is in Bremerton. She was decommissioned a few years back. They cut the reactors out, and unfortunately, the nature of the ship is such that they couldn't turn her into a museum. They removed the reactors, gotcha. Welded some plates over the big gaping holes in her side, yeah. And what's left of her is up in Bremerton being taken apart bit by bit.
And they can't turn it into a wreath or anything
The
reactors?
Because of
the
design, there's still residual radiation that will be down there forever.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to mess that up. Okay, well, we're back with Commander Gibson and we were talking about your first during the Cold War.
We were in Panama and we transferred this whole squadron up to Norfolk, and from there the Cold War had just started. We didn't know anything about Cold War, but that is what it was later termed. And on that fleet-type submarine with no fairing and so forth, we head up over the Arctic Circle in about this time now, maybe a little earlier, and standing watches on sail and so forth. And you figure the water temperature was about 34 degrees, and you know what the wind temperature was. We would last 20 minutes, and they would take us down below and we could get warm and so forth. But that was my introduction to the Cold War on a fleet-type submarine up over the Arctic Circle, checking on Russian submarines without a snorkel, which is a way you can take air in being submerged, and with, as I say, and then they gave me a break and let me go into the engine room, and lo and behold, where did the air for the submarine come in? But into the engine room, I was back in foul weather gear, half frozen. So anyway, that was my first trip up over the Arctic Circle. But to talk a little bit about the book, about 4 years ago, I started writing things down, and about a year and a half, met George Winship, and George became my editor, and he had an awful lot to do with putting the book together, using my thoughts and some of my writing and so forth. The book, lo and behold, because of an error, I have self-published it, and it's for sale, and you can get it by going to my email, Dorado, D-O-R-A-D-O, 72, at charter.net. And as I say, it's for sale, and I think most people that have read it have really enjoyed it. And it isn't written to where it's full of technical terms. It's really written to where everybody can understand it, even though it talks a lot about submarines, some about diving. And then there's some cute stories in it. We had one where we had an eccentric on one of the submarines, and the commanding officer was very serious and strict, and he wanted everybody to have a correspondence course where you help yourself and maybe gain and rate and all. And this fellow was down in the pump room, a lower compartment below the control room where a lot of the functions went on. And they asked him what course he wanted. He said he wanted a bugler course.
Okay.
And the officer said, "You want what?" "I want a bugler course." Well, lo and behold, this full lieutenant goes over and gets a bugler course. He goes back and hands it down to Dick Meyer, and he says, "Well, where's my bugle?" Bugle on a submarine, yeah. 311 feet long. Anyway, they got the bugle. We're underway for Western Pacific, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and this awful racket came up out of the pump room. Here the commanding officer comes out of his stateroom, comes back. "What was that noise?" And John Eaton had probably never sworn 5 times in his life, but he was using sailor terms about that. "Now keep the noise down." About 2 hours later, here comes the noise again, and Dick Meyer is practicing. Here comes Lieutenant White. "Give me the bugle." "Oh, no, I got to have it to do my course." "Give me the bugle." And Dick Meyer hands up his course, says, "Sign my course."
Yes.
Gotcha. He signed it, got gotcha. The bugle, and, and we had a qualified bugler on the USS Rock.
He put a little thought into that before he cracked that one out. Yeah, but I bet you that bugle ended up being a little...
Oh, yeah, that, it, someone rolled it, that it thing didn't right show over. Up again, I guarantee
you. Yeah, yeah, it's probably in the
anyway,
bottom of the Arctic Ocean.
The book's on sale. And people are having really nice reviews about it. And
well, I can't wait to read it. I mean, it's not just a history book. It's you and your life, you know, and on not just necessarily what happened in the Battle of the Bulge or whatever.
There's an awful lot in about my wife, who is a wonderful lady who put 22 years in, 11 of it with me away from home, raised 2 fine boys, and that's back. As you guys will know, that the Navy or the Armed Forces wasn't paid very well.
Yes.
But she made do with what she had, and rarely ever a complaint. And Mary Lou's probably got as much time knowing about the Navy as I do.
Yeah. Well, we're surrounded with, my wife was in the Navy, and the first one to say, my wife's smarter than I am. She's a lot smarter than I am and savvier and all. I know my job at home. I take out the garbage and I kill spiders. You know, I know where my duties are at home. But having that, we have to have that strong significant other around us because that's what keeps us going and being able to do our things. And I know Mom had to put up with you for all these years and Aileen's had to put up with me. So... you know, there's always a strong other half out there. I'm going to make sure that the email, it goes on to our contacts as well. Okay. So anybody can look that up on our Facebook page after the show.
Sure.
So we'll make sure we get all of that information on there. And Aileen, we'll make sure that gets posted today.
I'm sorry that I have to charge for it, but it costs quite a bit to get it through the publisher and so forth.
You published this, you did this yourself, and that to me is even more, it's not a science fiction book that you wrote and you sent it to some publisher in New York and they made a bunch of changes and then they published it and put it out in the world and put some weird picture on the front and, you know, once you sent it away, it was not your baby anymore. This is your baby all the way to, being done. So, I know I'm writing, some stories and stuff, but it's not my military time. It's just, little things. And that's hard enough. I can only imagine you going through your whole life and trying to remember all of this. So,
well, we have a great advertisement who's sitting here. I isn't talking, but in Frank Rose. And I want to say this about Frank Rose. He's one of the most dedicated veterans advocate that I've ever met. He is in everything, even to the point of this radio station, getting the veterans known, working for the veterans, working at the veterans' home, at the cemetery.
Well, I say that about Frank, there's a lot of veterans things that are happening because of Frank.
Amen.
And and not just the station, but actually the show. And Frank is the one. I've known Frank for a long time, and we talked about it almost a year ago now, and actually have this show going here for Mr. Bot on this station. And but as far as Frank, I was Frank's boss. So and once you're someone's boss, you're always their boss. But I know my place, and he's the true boss over there. And you know, I just get to talk on the radio. Frank is the one who finds and digs you guys up. And I get to meet all these wonderful people like yourself and Kim and everybody else that's been through the door.
Also, tell them how many times you were at the cemetery.
Well, then there's five of us that go out to the cemetery for Navy, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marine internments. And this sounds as if we're exaggerating, but in 2017, the four of us were out there 187 times.
Holy moly.
And then I volunteer at the in the office on Wednesdays. I answer the phone and do things like that. But the families appreciate. And this is where we have a program that we, for about 3 or 4 minutes, we go through standing the watch. And everybody that's been in the Navy or in the Marines, and some in the Army have had to stand watch 4 hours at a time and so forth. So we go through that. And our last thing is we say, shipmate, we have the watch. And we ring two bells. Mm-hmm. And then we say, sailor, rest your oar. And we have the watch and one bell. Yeah. And the families really, really feel good about this.
Yeah, and that, in a way, that's what the catalyst for Frank, when I came up with the name Manning the Watch, to having the sounds, the bells, the bosun's whistle, right, and whatnot, and back. And then Bob, who's in the room here, he's the one who actually put all of that together. So I thank everybody in here to help me be able to talk on this darn radio. You know, if anybody's listening or not, you know, I enjoy doing it. I love having you guys here. And I know you have to take off here because you're headed out to the cemetery right now.
And well, let people get a hold of me if they would like to have the book. I think they would enjoy it. The last thing is that bosun pipe that you hear, that whistle as you call it, is an art, absolute art
form.
Yeah,
it's hard to do
these
that.
These people, they have pipe calls for everything.
Yes.
From a senior officer coming on board to dump the trash and garbage.
Yes, and they do. And you can YouTube that stuff, and you can see and hear. You can see them. I watched one when we were trying to come up with the sounds for the show of a young shipmate, and she was trying to qualify for that. And it, to me, it sounded great. But the chief stepped in and said, nope, do it again. And I was like, oh, what? It sounded pretty good to me. You know? So, you know, I know you're headed out to the cemetery. We want to talk about that real quick again. You know, that's Streets Across America, and that's Kim Chamberlain. And I know we had her on the show last week, and there's a lot of changing and going on all of that. So, you know, let's go ahead, and we need to get you out. Yes, sir.
One other thing. Let everybody know about Preston Sharp. Young fellow that's put the flags on all the graves. He just came back from Pearl Harbor and the punch bowl and put graves on those 9,000 flags on those 9,000 graves. He has put out over 100. He and his help has put out over 180,000 flags over the last 18 months,
that
2 years.
That picture that came out this past weekend of him, that big old smile of his.
You ought to get on the program.
Oh, we will. Director over there, he's heading there. So we're going to go ahead and head out to a commercial now. And good luck out there at the cemetery, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Well, I don't know where we're going to go with the rest of the show there. We can't really top the commander's stories there. That just an incredible human being. I definitely will have him back. I know you and I are going to,
oh,
Dad,
yeah.
We're going to read the book. But Bob was just telling me here that he's frequent on, you know, here and calls in and whatnot to the show.
So. I gotta take a snapshot of the book so I can order it.
And, I got him to sign mine, you know, and the different books from the different people I've met over the years that were in the military that wrote books. I tried. There's so many now I can't catch up to all of them, but I am definitely reading The Commanders.
I read it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've been talking about it for the last 6 months. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic book, really. And all the funny things that he's said that happened on ship, and sometimes some of the things that happened against him were funny.
Well, this is a good point right here. You're in during the same time that he was, and you're Army and he was Navy. You're an Army guy reading a Navy book and enjoying it and learning something about the Navy.
Every compartment on that ship, there's somebody doing the watch. And
somebody's,
so the watch is a very important word.
Yes.
That's an important word.
And you have to listen to those whistles, and you have to listen for, you know, the changing the bells, you know, and all. You know, and I was a corpsman. I was not on a ship, but I know, you know, corpsmen that were on the ships and listening to their stories they were pretty much it out there to see. And I relate myself to that because I was stationed with the Marines and I was with the infantry. I was it. You know, that was it. When we went, even before the war, when we were just out training, I was it. So I can understand the same thing the guys on the ship saying, that same mentality. You're the medical person, you know. So,
but even on the Army, everybody had it. Somebody was on watch all the time.
Somebody is. Somebody's always at the front gate. Yeah. Somebody's on gear watch, on fire watch, on, you know, whatever it is. And you get to do all that after you do your job or before you do your job.
And do you remember when you were growing up, your dad would always say, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. So that word watch is very important.
Yeah, that. And then Grandpa Taylor, too, because he was in the Navy during Korea also. He was where I really picked up that, you know, we got to go watch. We got to go to – he worked in this giant church outside of Cincinnati, and he would always say, okay, you know, the congregation is there. Okay, we're going to go stand watch out front. So, you know, as people are pulling in and out, we can kind of direct traffic. So that was my first taste as a little boy of standing the watch, directing traffic. They had no idea what he was talking about, but I just know – for the first, you know, 10 years of my life, my name was Boy. Hey, Boy, come here, Boy. Hey, Boy, go over here, Boy. Go do that, Boy. You know, so.
Yeah, I know your mama was going to kill him when she found out that you had been driving his truck around the lot at 12 years old.
Well, it wasn't so much as driving the truck around the church property there. It was driving down the road at 12 years old to go get his hootie pole for him. That was where Mom kind of lost her mind. And I have to agree with that because my son's 12, and I wouldn't trust him to start my truck right now, you know. If it had a video game attached to it, sure.
Oh, but, yeah, he could do
you
that.
Know, but different time, different era, you know, and all. And, but it's nice to, you know, the commander and all. Now, Frank, you were just saying that he also played football or baseball.
Yeah.
And also, he's an athlete as well.
He got called to play on the Marine Corps football team, too, a couple of times.
Wow.
Okay. When they're on post, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of great stories in there, I'm telling you.
That's impressive. And there's so many of these guys and women running around. Aileen was just talking about a book, World War II nurse, and she was an Army, during the Army as a nurse in one of the, I don't know, I related to MASH because that's what I grew up watching and on the MASH unit. And she has a book, and Aileen was talking about that. It's like getting that because that's a woman's perspective during the Great War. And, you know, I'm sure she had to endure things that if it was me doing her same job, that would have never even occurred or had to deal with. So,
yeah, the women have been greatly overlooked in all the services when it comes to, you know, PTSD. I mean, you wouldn't think of it, but you got a nurse that's going through trauma day after day after day. I mean, it's not like us. We're out for 10 days and then we're back.
Yes, and one of the things, you know, I get to hear Aileen. I've got to hear her for the last, I don't know, 14 years, however long. And one of the things she said, we were still active duty together. And our last year together, I got out a year after her, But our last year when we were both still active duty, no one ever asked her if she wanted to stay in. No one asked her if she wanted to reenlist or anything. But in the same conversation, they're looking at me and they're asking me, do you want to, we can get you a reenlistment bonus. We can do this. We can do that. And I would say, well, what about her? And they would just kind of gaff it off, you know, like, oh yeah, we'll look into that. And all. And in reality, the Navy would have been better with her to stay than me, you know. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of overlooking and on. And I know Aileen, and I also know Tammy's got some stories. We had Tammy on a few weeks ago, has some stories like that. And I don't know if that's, we can't call that generational anymore because it's happening now, but there's still people being overlooked because I'm standing next to Aileen. She's got one row of ribbons on and I've got five rows. And we're still looking at the, not necessarily looking at the right things to keep people in. Would the Navy be better off with me in it? The Navy didn't send me a letter telling me that they missed me after I left. You know, there's 27 other people filled in my billet after I left, you know, so it didn't make a difference at all. But your generation, Frank, you know, all the way back to the Korean War, you know, the different mentalities, different, you know, different place in life, you know, and all. But you don't know who you're walking by when you're driving down the road or walking through the mall. And if the commander didn't have his cover on his head, and all, I would have no idea who that person was. But when you see his cover and you start to see some of the things on there, we can pick that out. But the normal person, they just see an old vet with his hat with a bunch of pins on it, and they don't understand what those two are. You have your Korean War pin on there, so I know you were in the Korean War.
It's like he has a submarine pin on there.
Yes, and so there's, you know, how do we let the world know that, you know? I mean, not all of us are Audie Murphy. We're not going to go out and make our own movie about our own self about what we did and how we got the Medal of Honor. You know, and all, which is great for him because that was still publicity for the military and all, but that was, Audie Murphy was Army for you guys. So, you know, there's, the world is still, we still have a lot of doors to open up and, you know, and
look at yourself. You come out of the service and now you're going back to school to better yourself, to get the more learning in. And
at 47.
Now you have to go through the GI Bill.
Yes, and I'm doing it at 47 years old. You know, I've done my work. I did my military, and I did my work after I was an EMT, and you know, I ran a nonprofit for 7 years successfully, and now I'm moving on to the next chapter of my life. I don't count the school, you know, it is a chapter, but I have to get through school so then I can move on to the next thing, you know. And I don't, right now, I'm 2 years away from getting out of school. I have no idea what I'm going to do when I grow up, but I'm sure my wife has a plan for me, and she just hasn't told me yet.
Well, Davis will tell you.
Yes, my son will be happy enough to tell me, as long as it has anything to do with the video games or whatnot. So I was I'm just overwhelmed with, you know, thinking about James here, the commander. So, but we also don't want to forget the Reese Across America. You know, we if anybody's out and about today, it's not raining too hard outside. We need to do that. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The perfect holiday party. A night of dancing, entertainment, champagne, drawing items, and a silent auction. Come join Northern California Veterans Museum for the 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball. It's December 29th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Tickets are $25 per person or $300 for a sponsor table of eight, which includes champagne, party favors, and drawing ticket package. Barbecue dinner provided by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Community Program.
Don't miss an opportunity to support your veterans with the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows. For tickets, call now, 378-2280. 378-2280. The 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball, Saturday, December 29th.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Dad's standing up. Salute, Dad. No, it's all good. And all those years. I will say, though, the other day, whatever was on television, it was whatever show it was, it said, "Officer on deck." And I literally stood up. And I, you know, and he just laughed at me. Like, yeah, after all these years, it's still that little bit is there. And especially when you're not paying attention and you hear something like that off from the, oh, you know, you get the shakes. But, you know, we've had a different show today. I have to say, it's been a different show, but everybody in the room right now is smiling and carrying on.
It's been fun.
And I'll have to give Aileen a hard time. She missed a good one, but it would have probably been different with her in here because she would have just been asking. She probably would have read this book in 5 minutes and known everything about it. So, made the rest of us look bad. But, you know, real quick before we go off, and I want to thank our sponsors. We have other sponsors in the works and all, but Rock and Rubs, and I've said it before, I've been using his Chef Leedy's stuff, the all-natural and all. It's very good, and you don't taste like you're something that's got like a lot of sodium, a lot of salt in it or whatnot. But you can look him up at rockinrubs.com. That's rockinrubz. Whew, that's a lot. .com. And I've looked that up, and he sells them in the packs, and he's usually at some of the gun shows and the different garden shows and whatnot. So he's not a hard person to find, and he's a good guy, and we're going to have him on the show at some point too, but I know right now he's busy. Yes. He's also a teacher over at Enterprise High.
He's a culinary director.
Yes. And you know him because he's got that chef's jacket on all the time, so it's not hard to miss him. And then, of course, Cottonwood Sports and Spirits, Mahinder down there, just a great guy, and that's on Main Street there in Cottonwood. It's right next to the library, I think, is right across there. There's a dentist there as well, but, like I said before, I've never been in a store that's been that clean, and he takes pride in keeping it clean. We go to different places to pump gas, and the ground's dirty, and there's a gum on there, you know, and all that. That place is very clean, and I'm very, very happy to have met him and all. So we'll catch up with him when we can. and all. But, you know, I just want to, you know, kind of remind everybody that Race Across America is going on today. Maybe Dad will take a swing out there before on our way home. That's not too far out of our way, but we can give them a few minutes of our time. I also want to say last week after we left the show, we stopped over at the VFW Post. We ran into Frank over there. And I'm glad I didn't sit around to watch the football game because I would not have been happy about that. My only thing about the Army-Navy game is Navy won for 14 years in a row. The Army stole the coaches, and now magically the Army is winning. So I'm still counting that one as it's the Navy's program winning.
Yeah, I can't just figure that one out.
Yeah. But Mr. Ortega, if he's out there listening, we'll get you next year. Don't worry. We'll come back around and But all of those guys on the field, all those are future officers in the Navy, Marine Corps, and the Army. And those guys are not in that game to try to become, I mean, if anybody does become a pro, they do. But most chances they're not. They're not getting a shoe contract or nothing. They're going off to go serve the country for a few years.
And how many of them were Eagle Scouts?
I don't know, but we talked about that. It's like I know that a bunch of them were Boy Scouts, but I would like to know how many of them were Eagle. And we've got in Troop 42, we've got one of our boys now who's actually working on his Eagle, and it looks like in the next month or so he's going to have that completed. And I can't wait because now I'm the Scoutmaster there, and I can't wait to do that Corps of Honor and have one of the boys be an Eagle Scout.
An Eagle Scout is the one that put those 8. 12 or 13 flags that are down the center aisle when you've come into Igo Cemetery.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're 18 foot high.
Yeah.
And that was his project. And they just finished that a year ago and had it up and running right when they did Memorial Day. They were there at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. I know Colin is doing something. I don't remember what city it is. And Colin, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It's Chester or Quincy, one of those towns up there. And it's a... kind of like a garden. There's some seating area. It's veteran driven and all, and it's very nice. And I'm glad he's doing it. And I know we'll probably end up there with him to give him a hand with that as well, because the rest of the troop needs to be involved in that as well, so then they know what they need to do when their time comes in.
And another Eagle Scout project was that at the Veterans Memorial Hall, all those shields, I call them, but the branches of the service that are up on the wall 12 feet off the ground, they're really huge.
Gotcha.
That was his project.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I know, Davis in the next few years is going to have to start thinking about that. He is the assistant patrol leader right now, and I know he'll be private patrol leader next time after next quarter of honor or the next vote. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on, and, it's the holiday season. We only have a few days left to go out there and get your Christmas presents. I have avoided all shopping in town, if possible. And if I can't get it at Starbucks or, Wendy's, it's just not going to get gotten for me, So good luck on that. But there's always the Internet. But also, too, it's the giving season. We have the guys in here from the bell ringers and all. So if you see the bell ringers out there, put your loose change in those bells, put your, whatever you got to do. Cause that money, what he was saying, it stays here in our community. So we can't go wrong with that. If it's staying here, let's go with that. And then if you're going to drive by the red barn and look at the lights, he's got bell ringers out there as well.
He's giving out candy canes, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said. It's something about 18,000 candy canes or something crazy.
That's what they gave away last year.
Yeah. But he was also talking about how much more money they've accumulated over there. And that's amazing. And then that money stays here.
And 25 grand.
Yeah. So we can't go wrong with all of that stuff. So, just remember there's other people out there, and we've had a couple of big, big fires, and a lot of destruction over the summer. So there's a lot of people out there who still don't have anything, and we will, let's not forget all of them. So real quick, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Facebook at Manning the Watch. Or email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com. I will put up the link here for Commander Gibson's book. It's definitely something that's going to be worth getting and reading. And again, you know, all of this is happening because of Frank. He's our program director. If anybody wants to come on the show or talk about anything, you can just reach out to Frank. He's not hard to find. And your contacts are on our Facebook page as well. And you know, let's see if we can get some more folks in here and talk about this kind of stuff. And then we'll get back to doing the services and stuff in the community after the holidays and all that. Everybody have a good day. You have the watch. We'll see you next week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.